Well, welcome to CCF Church Online. We thank you for joining us online. And it has been 7 Sundays. Can you believe that? This is our 7th Sunday. And I want you guys to know that I truly do. I miss you guys. I miss not being here with you and connecting with you and, you know, giving you a big hug and so many high fives. And I can't wait until we can get back and do that. But until we can, I just want to say thank you for joining us here online. And maybe you are new and you have never met with us physically. I just want to say thank you for being here with us online. Thank you for joining us. And I want you to know that we really do want to get connected to you. So I really do hope that you will use that connection card, that link on whatever platform that you're using, and let us know and connect with us that way. Let us pray for you. We would love to know how to pray for you. And again, my name is Rick. I get to be the lead pastor here, and we really are thankful that you're joining us. And if you have questions, you have faith questions, we want you to know that we're a church where it's okay to wrestle with those types of questions and be a part of our community. So we say, hey, come on, connect with us. We would love that. Hey, and let me say this too. If you weren't here last week, and you didn't get to respond to us in this way. Last week, I asked everyone just to, on whatever platform they were watching on, to let us know the city that you're watching from. So if you didn't do that last week, will you do that today? If it's easier for you to text, you can just text the keyword is city to 401-496-9710 and use the keyword city, and then just let us know where you're watching from, because we really would love to know where you're at there. Well, we are in week 2 of this brand new teaching series that we're calling Life-Giving Words, the Words of Jesus. And we know that our words have both the power to bring encouragement, the power to bring to build people up, or our words have the power to actually tear down. In fact, that's what Solomon said in Proverbs 18:21. He said, the tongue can bring death or life. And what we want to do is we want to actually look at the words of Jesus, because we know that he has words, life-giving words. But we just don't want to listen to these words. We want to do what Solomon says. He says, listen to the words of the wise, but also what we need to do is apply them. And we want to apply the words that we hear. We want to apply these words that Jesus has for us, because we know that they are life-giving. And that's why we're looking at the words of Jesus today. And specifically, we're looking at the words, these words that he said. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus says this, I will give you rest. Can you just let that sit in on you this morning? The words of Jesus. Jesus says, I will give you rest. Now, when I was thinking through this and studying this, for some reason, my mind just immediately went to wait. And I started thinking of down 2 different roads. One road was, have you ever seen that person that you, and maybe you are that person, you know, you got home from that intense conversation, or you got off the phone from a Zoom meeting, intense Zoom meeting, or you came home from work and, you know, you're in customer service and it was just intense all day. And when you got home, you were just like, oh, you know, you just needed to get the weight of the world. You just collapsed. You just needed some rest, right? And you fell. You just collapsed right into the couch or into your bed. But I just started thinking about the weight that people carry, which pulled me all the way back to my childhood. And here's why. You know, many of you I know that I grew up in Modoc, Indiana, middle of nowhere. Modoc has a population of like 200 people when I lived near there. We didn't actually live in Modoc. We lived out in the country. But and so you know that, and you know we had horses and cows, and I drove around on tractors when I was in first grade, right? But here's what I haven't brought up, because I know you're going to judge me. So I'm going to tell you right now, don't judge me about this. But when I was in second grade, I had a friend. His name was Jimmy Irving. And Jimmy Irving's had more of a legit farm. I mean, like, we only had 13 acres, right? But they had like tons of acres, tons of fields. You know, they farmed the land. They had pigs that they would farm, but Also, Jimmy's dad was a tractor puller. And that to me was amazing because Jimmy's dad had a tractor that looked like this. And he pulled international. And I remember being in second and third grade and being able to hang out with my buddy Jimmy. And I'd beg my parents, you know, Mom, take me to Jimmy's house because I wanted to go see his dad's tractor. And many times the Irving family would invite me over and they would invite me over when his dad, when Mr. Irving was going to a tractor pull. And I loved to go to a tractor pull. It was amazing. And I know you're judging me right now, but this is so much fun. There's just something about all that horsepower. There's something about those big tractor tires. And I know some of you are asking, you know, what's the point, right? Well, here I am, second grade, and I can remember being in the stands and I'm yelling, full pull, full pull. And that just means that you want Mr. Irving to get all the way down to the track, pulling the weight that he was connected to. And now watch this. Maybe you don't. I'm going to explain tractor pulls, and here's the idea behind it. You see the letter C there. This right here on this sled, they call them sleds. This is actually the sled part down there. And what happens is, and see this letter B. This is the weight box, and they literally put thousands of pounds in this weight box. And when that tractor connects to this sled, that tractor starts pulling the sled down the track. And the idea is to get your tractor to pull that sled full pull, the full length of it. And not very many tractors get to do that when it's fully weighted. And now watch what happens though. This box, the further you go down, the further this box goes up on the sled, and therefore the thousands of pounds that's in this weight box, it comes on top of the sled, pushing the sled, driving the sled into the ground. So this weight, thousands of pounds, pushing down, weighting down the sled until that tractor can't get any more forward motion. And once that tractor stops making any forward motion, they call a pull, and they stop it right there, and they mark your distance right there. But it made me think about the weight that we pull. And we pull weight, right? And we try and we work our hardest until that weight just drives us into the ground and we can't go anywhere. And in this COVID crisis, there's so many of you, so many of us that are carrying the weight of the world. And so my question for us this morning is this. What do you need rest from? What is it that you need rest from? For many of you, it's been about how do I work out of my home and still be productive? There's a weight there that you've been carrying, that you've been trying to figure out over the past several weeks. There's a weight there. Not only are you trying to get to be productive with your work from your home, but there's also the weight of you trying to get your kids online and do their school online. That's another weight that many people are feeling. Some of you are feeling the weight of finances because your job doesn't allow you to work from home. You're without the paycheck that you're used to. And so you are feeling the weight, looking, what am I going to cut? What are we not going to do? Some of you are feeling the weight because you have loved ones who are in a nursing home or in a hospital, and you can't go see them. And you're feeling that weight. Hey, students, listen. Listen to me, students, for a minute, because I know some of you are feeling the weight. Some, those of you who are seniors this year, you're feeling the weight of graduation. And what is that going to look like? Some of you are feeling the weight of prom. And you're like, how am I going to celebrate this milestone? And you're feeling the weight of that. Students, some other students, you know, you're feeling the weight that you're not able to go grab food with your friends like you used to. Go grab that bubble tea, you know, go grab that shake. You know, you're not able to do that. And so you're feeling the weight of being cramped up in your house. Some of you are in relationships And now you're forced to be in just with your family. And that is a struggle for you. And so you're feeling all these different weights. We all are feeling these weights. And I hope that we will hear the words of Jesus this morning. He says, I will give you rest. You want rest from that weight? Then here's what's key. And this is what we're going to discover today. That connection is key when feeling the weight of your daily burden. It's about connection. And that's what's key when you're feeling the weight of your daily burden. That's what we're going to see in Matthew chapter 11. So take your Bibles, open them to Matthew chapter 11, wherever you are. You know, I hope you'll pause, look at God's Word, let God's Word speak to you. And first, I just want to remind us of the context here. You know, Jesus and his disciples have been going from town to town, and he has been getting a lot of rejection. A lot of people don't believe that he's the Messiah in spite of the miracles that he is doing. He's getting pushed back from people who just don't believe in God. He's getting pushed back from the religious people, from, you know, those who do believe in God, but they don't believe that he is the Messiah. And so there's all this pushback. And if you read the verses prior, you'll see where he speaks into those cities, and then he offers this prayer over them, but then he offers these words. These words in verse number 28. And I hope that you'll hear these words. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. First, we can't help but notice what we saw last week, that Jesus lived this inviting life, that he lived this posture where he was inviting, and this is what he's doing again. He's looking out to this crowd of people, a mix of people, and he's saying to whoever will hear, to whoever, it's open to all. Do you see that? Come to me. He says, all of you. And then so we see an open invitation for everyone to come, and then he says this. He says, you who are weary, those of you who are carrying heavy burdens. And so let's talk context first. Context, we know that in context, he's looking at a lot of religious people. And these were called Pharisees. And these Pharisees had taken the Ten Commandments from Moses. And out of those Ten Commandments, these religious people created 600 plus laws that they somehow had to try to live up to so that they could somehow earn favor from God. And Jesus is speaking right into that. He's looking at them, at this crowd of people, and thinking in his mind that you guys have created 600 extra laws, 600 more laws to live by, and the weight that you are putting on people is way too heavy. You are trying way too hard to earn favor from God. Where Jesus would say, you don't earn favor. You don't earn grace. You don't earn mercy. It's a gift, and it's free if you'll just receive it. Maybe this morning, wherever you're listening, maybe you just need to hear that. That you don't earn favor from God. It's grace. It's mercy. It's a gift. And this gift, you just have to receive it. I wonder if you have received the gift of grace. And maybe that's why you're tired. Maybe that's why you're feeling worn out. And there's some Christ followers who are listening, and you are feeling worn out. And you know why you're feeling heavy? You know why the burden that you are feeling? It's because you haven't allowed your life to be covered with grace and mercy. Because somehow you have a kind of mixed grace and mercy. Oh, you've received the free gift of that Jesus offers to every person. But somehow you are holding on to the sin of your past. And it has weighed you down. Emotionally, you go to bed, you close your eyes, and all you can think of is guilt and shame. Jesus has come to set you free from that. I hope that you'll hear that this morning. That actually, that Jesus has come to give you rest. That you don't have to toil with your guilt, with your shame, if you have asked Jesus, if you have received the gift that Jesus has, which is grace, which is mercy, I hope that you'll hear that today. But there are others of us that are just feeling the weight of this whole COVID crisis. And for practical application, this applies to you as well. Jesus says this, that he's going to give us rest from the weight that we are carrying. From, you know, many times those Pharisees, they were trying to raise up other disciples. Rabbis would raise up other disciples and they would put their yoke, their teaching upon them. And it would be a weight that they'd have to carry. And Jesus is saying, hey, take my yoke. Look what he says in the very next verse. He says, take my yoke upon you. Now, I just want us all to get in our minds the image of a yoke. And so here's an image of a yoke. And there's no doubt in this crowd of people that he's speaking this to. This, for some of them, this is definitely what came to the forefront of their mind. And of course, they're thinking, well, what do you mean? You're just talking about giving me rest. And now you're talking about a yoke. A yoke is for work. A yoke is for, you know, pulling heavy weight. In fact, in many of their minds, they're thinking, you know, like the yoke that they yoke up their oxen or their animals that would do the hard work and pull, you know, whether it's trees, whether it's boulders, whether it's trailers full of heavy whatever, you know, when they're thinking yoke, they're thinking, you know, they pull a plow behind them to plow up the ground, and they're thinking work. But yet Jesus is using this idea of rest, but yet he's using this imagery of yoke. Why? Why would he do that? He says, take my yoke upon you. You see, that's why this is important. Connection is key when feeling the weight of your daily burden. Why? Because the yoke that Jesus is talking about, he's talking about you being connected to him. But so many times, myself included, we feel weighed down. Why? We feel weighed down because we are just trying harder. Look what we've done. We yoke ourselves up with us. We think, man, if I just try harder, if I can just somehow figure this out, if I can somehow just get this under control, if I can figure out how to control the outcome of COVID-19, which let me tell you, none of us are going to figure out how to control the outcome of this. And we've got to stop trying to hold on and control things that are out of our control. That's why many people feel the weight, the burden. Some of you parents are trying to control the outcome of your kids. And what some of us just need to do, they're adults. You just need to release. You need to distrust God. You just need to trust that you have done the best that you can do and trust that God will continue to work in their life and quit carrying the weight. And here's what you need to do. You need to connect to Jesus's yoke. What you need to do is to realize the yoke that you, when you're feeling the weight, when the weight of your daily burden, when you're feeling that, you need to realize you're connected to the wrong place, because Jesus said, now take my yoke upon you. Now here's the question. How do we take the yoke? How do we take the yoke of Jesus upon us? Well, let's go back to the scripture. And right after that, he said, right after he says, take my yoke, he says this, let me teach you. You see? So if taking the yoke of Jesus means that we have to be teachable. Are you teachable? Like, do you intentionally connect with Jesus on a daily basis and say, Jesus, will you teach me today to know how to take my steps? Teach me today of how to order my steps. Teach me today of where you want me to go, what you want me to do, how do you want me to respond? Do you open your Bible every day and say, and come to it from a posture of, Jesus, teach me? Now, some of you aren't in the practice. You're not in the discipline. You're not in the habit of connecting with Jesus through the Bible. And that's what you need to do. So a very practical step for you, I would encourage you, if you're not doing this already, then here's what you need to do. You need to take a Bible, get a Bible, whether you download that YouVersion app, or whether you have a hard copy, it doesn't matter. But you need to start in the New Testament. And in the New Testament, there's this little letter that the Apostle Paul wrote. It's called Ephesians. The letter of Ephesians, because it's written to the church of Ephesus. And Paul writes this letter, and he reminds them of their salvation. He reminds them that it's by grace. Paul teaches there about the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you and us and allows us to live a different kind of life. He teaches us in chapter 5 about relationships. And so you could be opening your Bible, you can go to Ephesians and just read a few verses a day, a paragraph a day, and before you even open it, you say, Jesus, teach me. You open your Bible, and then as you're reading, Jesus, teach me. What do I need for today? And you watch. As you connect, as you connect to Jesus, you're going to feel the weight of your burden lighten. Why? Because you're connecting, you're yoking up with Jesus. And Jesus said that his yoke is light. Now, go back to the verse. And he says, Jesus says this of himself. He says, let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart. And so we have to ask ourselves that question. If we're willing to come, are we willing to come like Jesus? Are we willing to come and be filled with humility? Are we willing to have the humility that Jesus has, that he teaches us from? You see, what you're doing there is you're saying, God, I need you. You're saying that I am in need of you. Now, I know some of you are very successful business people. And some of you are very successful in your field. And you think, oh, all I have to do is figure out the right business principle. All I have to do is figure out the right relationship principle. But I'm telling you that you're feeling the weight because you think you can figure it out. And you're not dependent upon God. And that takes humility. Because maybe you have built a great small business. Or maybe you have built a great large business. Or maybe you have built a very success. You have been very successful in your field. But what you need to do is just bend your knee in humility towards God. And say, God, I need you. I'm dependent upon you. This is how we take on the yoke. This is how we connect to Jesus. Notice what happens when we do that. Then Jesus says, you will find rest for your souls. You know, tonight, whenever you're watching this, tonight, when you go to bed, you know, you could actually have a peaceful night's sleep. Because he says, he'll give you rest for your soul. Like, you could go to bed tonight at peace with God. It's possible for that to happen if you will connect, if you will yoke up and allow Jesus to teach you, to lead you. Notice what he says here. He wraps it up in verse 30. He says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. You know, something else that farmers would say that they would do is many times they would take a stronger, more mature ox and team it up with a young one. Why? Why would they do that? They would do that to train it up. They would do that to show them this is how you listen to the commands. This is how you pull this weight that's behind you. And that one ox was bearing the brunt of the weight. That one ox was carrying the weight of the load. And here's what Jesus is saying. If you will yoke up with me, I'm telling you, he will carry the weight of your burden. And that's why Jesus says that his yoke is easy. And that's why this is so important. This is why it's so important for the connection for you. Connection is key when feeling the weight of your daily burden. Man, maybe you feel like that 1,000 pounds is on top of you, pushing you down. And when you feel like that, what you need to know is that's because you're trying hard and somehow you have yoked up with the wrong thing. You've connected with the wrong thing. It's not Jesus that you're connected to, because Jesus has promised a lighter load. That brings us to our very first next step. Here, the question for us today. It says, I am currently trying to carry the load myself. Is that you? I know I find myself in that place many times. And I have to acknowledge that. And then here's what I need to do. I need to find rest in Christ as I connect to Him. You know, when you're feeling that daily weight, whatever time of day it is, what you should do is just pause, connect to Jesus, and remind yourself that you don't have to carry this weight by yourself. Reconnect yourself to the yoke that Jesus promises, His weight, that it's light. If that is you, on whatever platform that you are watching on, there's a connection card link. Just click on that and let us know, because we want to pray for you. And if there's something specific to pray around that next step, just put it in the prayer box on that connection card. Here, the other next step, it says, I need to stop trying so hard to earn my salvation and trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. Is that something that you have found yourself doing throughout life? You've tried to live a good life. You've tried to live, quote, a religious life. You have tried and you have worked hard, but still you feel the guilt. You still feel the shame. Well, I wonder, have you actually received the gift that Jesus has to offer? That gift that He offers to us is called grace, and it's called mercy. It's called forgiveness of sins. He takes that off of you. You don't have to carry that. Jesus already paid for that. He paid for that when He went to the cross. If today you need to trust Jesus as your Savior, you can use that connection card, click on that next step, or if it's easier for you to text, you can text to that same number, 401-496-9710, and just text the keyword trust, the trust. And if you just text that keyword trust, we would love to follow up with you. We would love to walk you through the scriptures so that you can understand how you can be free from guilt and from shame. Because that's what Jesus has come. He's come to give us life giving words, and He's come to give us eternal life. I want to pray for us this morning. So wherever you are, will you just pause and will you join me in this prayer? Father, we come to You, and God, I am praying for that person that truly is feeling the weight of the world upon them. And God, I'm praying that You will show them whatever their next step is, that You would show them how to connect to You so that they would take Your yoke, which You said is light, because You're willing to walk step by step with us, because You're willing to take that weight and to show us the way. And God, I'm praying for the Christ follower this morning that needs You, that needs to be connected to You, that needs to be connected to Your yoke. God, will You relieve them of that pressure? Will You relieve them of that weight? And Father, I'm praying for the person who is new here, and they're maybe asking lots of faith questions. God, would You reveal to them that they just need to place their trust in who You say that You are? I'm praying for that person that's wrestling with the weight of their guilt and their shame. God, I pray that You'd set them free, even today, by placing their trust in You. May they call out to You as Savior and find rest for their souls. Jesus, we pray all of this in the powerful name, in the name of You. We pray it in. Amen.